The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
If you're in the market for a new device, the great thing is you don't need to touch it because you know that Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, is going to do it for you first and give you all the knowledge you need. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Damon. Morning to all the listeners out there. Yes, that's my job. I'm the canary in the coal mine for people.
You're going down there, testing for gas. All right, Richard, you have had for the last week the iPhone 12 Pro. How has the experience been? Give us your review.
Really love the phone, I've got to say. Okay. It's got great features on as well. Over the iPhone 12, so it's a 12 and a 12 Pro, there's a bit more RAM in there. The camera, three camera sensors on the back, not two on there. And you're buying this, you're buying a Pro for the camera.
Yep.
Some of the photos and videos I've shot are absolutely magnificent. I've really got, it's a wonderful, wonderful camera on there as well.
Would you say it's like equal yep. to a quality point and shoot or better than that? The comparison?
Better than a point and shoot. It's right. got features on there from like a top of the range digital SLR. And I've, you know, it's, you talk to die-in-the-wall photographer people, you know, and from the iPhone 11 Pro, which I had before up to this one, and they said they'll never use it, but some of the, it's got some better features on this, like the LiDAR sensor that the Nikons and the Canons don't have.
Right.
So it's got features on there now that it's really taking it to that next level.
So the camera is top quality. What else does it have to offer?
Screen is wonderful on there as well, and 5G has been interesting, I've got to say. You drive past some said 5G just springs to life on there as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful phone.
Now, Richard, you live in the hills. What is the 5G reception like around the Adelaide Hills?
In Mount Barker, not a problem at all.
Okay, right? Fantastic.
So, you know, there's a bit in Mount Barker. It's coming to more and more suburbs all the time. Go down the freeway, it pops into 5G, you know, quite often okay. as you're going down there. But it's not something you have to worry about or notice because you'll be on the 4G network, the 5G. It's only if you stop and do something that you have to worry about the 5G part because you're still going to get phone calls, you're still going to be able to download things to your phone,
yep.
still be able to do everything you want to do. But when you're in a 5G area, you're going to do it quicker.
Excellent.
That's all.
Okay, that's great.
Now, battery life on the phone. So what I did was, what most people do is that I had a backup of my whole phone.
Yep.
So you can do it on iPhones. Backed iCloud backup, and I reinstalled that iCloud backup on my iPhone 12 Pro. Battery life when I did this was atrocious.
Really? For a brand new phone?
Brand new phone on there. I was quite surprised. I was barely getting through a day. And if I took any photos or videos on it, it was like the whole thing was draining.
Hell.
And I was quite surprised about that. Never expected it at all. So what I did was, and whether you're on iPhones or Android, this is what you should do every now and again. I reset the whole phone. And all I did was I put back on there only the things that I needed. So I didn't put back the whole phone. So in iCloud, when you're on there, when you back things up, I put my photos back on there, my contacts, my calendars, reminders, my notes, my messages, which is about all I really need to do.
Yep.
Then I re-downloaded all my apps. Now, as soon as I've done that, my battery life is back to brilliant.
Interesting.
It's amazing on there. So, you know, whether you're an iPhone, if you're an Android user, you can do exactly the same thing. Make sure that, you know, you've backed up all your contacts and your photos to Google and then just, wipe the phone, put the operating system back on there and just re-downloads. They'll be there when you sign into Google. But honestly, Damon, it stunned me. I really did talk to a couple of other people in the IT industry about the battery when it was going really badly as well, and you know we had just come to the decision, we'll wipe it and see what happens. The phone
okay.
battery life now is absolutely brilliant for the last 2 days.
Well, I've never heard of having to do that before, but obviously the start from fresh is what the phone requires. So there's a great tip for you if you pick one up.
Yeah, because you can have problems with the backup sometimes, and there was obviously a problem with that backup. awesome apps that I downloaded and put onto the old phone.
Richard, are people updating their Windows machines? What do we need to know?
A couple of things here as well. There's Windows updates you've got to check. There's also manufacturer's updates sometimes you've got to check as well. So there's a new version of Windows that has dropped as well. It's called 20H2. So if you go into your Windows update and check, you'll see there's a brand new copy of Windows. They come down twice a year.
Okay.
What you need to do is you still need to go and check your updates about once a month, because if your Windows updates aren't installing, there is an issue with your computer. Sometimes you're infected or your antivirus may be stopping them. But if you have never checked for manufacturer's updates, like HP, for example, I had a computer in my office yesterday. Windows updates weren't working because the HP updates hadn't been done. So HP, Acer, Asus all offer updates to their machines. Check those as well. Make sure they're all updated along with your Windows updates. And if you ever see on the internet things called driver updater software that promises to do it all for you for free, don't download that, because they're basically conduits for malware. Just do the official ones from Windows and your manufacturer.
Great advice. Let's get into this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Now, I've got to say, Richard, I'm a bit surprised by this choice today.
So, well, I thought you might be. USB sticks. For the love of God, people, stop using them. They are terrible, right? We use them for transferring files, saving files. Kids use them all the time, don't they, Damon?
Absolutely, they do in schools for sure.
And I reckon they're the devil's spawn, not the kids, these things.
it's an important distinction.
It is too, because I'll get phone calls over that joke. But we use them to carry most important data around, photos, documents, etc. They can die at the click of a finger. I had a business ring me. She's like a one-man band as well. The USB stick that she used for the last 3 years to carry around all her business stuff has died.
Oh, God.
Really? Never would have guessed, because she invested $10 in buying the thing as well. They do not last forever. Sometimes we didn't pay very much for them. We were given them as well. You cannot have the only copy of something on these USB sticks. Kids, especially around exam times, every year I've always got phone calls from people going, my daughter's USB stick died for whatever reason on there as well. We need to revive it all. It's a very expensive thing sometimes to get it all back.
Yeah.
Use the cloud for backups, transferring files. You've got a OneDrive account, you can go to any computer, sign in and get all your stuff off there. Same with Dropbox. USB sticks, we should stop relying on them.
Yeah, the cloud, definitely the way to go these days. Oh, just a shudder goes up my spine every time I hear about someone losing important files, Richard. You can catch up with Richard at adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard, mate, we'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it.